This is Audible.
Warhammer Quest Game Guide, unofficial, Beat Your Opponents, written by the U, narrated by Trevor Klinger. Copyright 2017 by the U, 3rd edition, license notes, copyright info. This book is intended for personal reference material only. This book is not to be resold or redistributed to individuals without the consent of the copyright owner. If you did not pay for this book or have obtained it through illicit means, then please purchase an authorized copy online. Thank you for respecting the hard work of this author. Legal info. This book in no way is affiliated or associated by the original copyright owner, nor has it been certified or reviewed by the party. This is an unofficial, non-official book. This book does not modify or alter the game and is not a software program. Presented by HiddenStuffEntertainment.com. Preface. We want to take a moment to say thank you for purchasing our strategy guide online. Hidden Stuff Entertainment remains one of the top app and ebook publishers online. It is our commitment to bring you the latest support and strategies for today's most popular games. We sincerely hope that you find this guide useful and beneficial in your quest for digital immortality. We want to provide gamers with knowledge and build their skills to perform at the highest levels within their games. This in turn contributes to a positive and more enjoyable experience. After all, it is our belief that things in life are to be enjoyed as much as they possibly can be. If you game on a regular basis and are involved in some of the top titles online, we wanted to extend a special offer to gain access to free resources provided exclusively by us. As an added bonus to your purchase, please follow the Click Here link below to sign up for our free ebooks and guides program. Here you will receive free guides and resources for today's most popular games, mobile apps, and devices. Sign up for free below. It's our way of saying thanks for being a valued customer. Click here to sign up for free. How to install the game for the Kindle. 1. Start your Kindle device. 2. On the main screen, click Apps. 3. Click Store. 4. Search the app name in the top search box. 5. Click on the free/download button and wait for the app to install on your device. 6. Locate the installed application by clicking Library. Click on the icon to begin playing. Enjoy. How to install the game for the iPad/iPhone. 1. Locate the iOS App Store icon on your phone/tablet and click on it. 2. Type the name of the game in the iOS search box. 3. Click on the install icon within the applications page. 4. Once it has finished installing, locate it on your device and click it to begin playing. How to install the game for Android devices. 1. Locate the Google Play App Store icon on your phone/tablet and click on it. 2. Click on the magnifying glass search icon located in the top right of the screen. 3. Search the game name that you want to download. 4. Click on the install icon. 5. Once the game has installed, find the game icon on your device and click it to begin playing. Enjoy. How to install for Windows Phone. 1. Locate the Windows Phone App Store icon on your phone/tablet and click on it. 2. Click on the magnifying glass search icon located in the bottom middle of the screen. 3. Click on the install icon. 4. Once the game has installed, find the game icon on your device and click it to begin playing. Enjoy. How to install for Windows 8. 1. Locate the Windows Phone App Store icon on your phone/tablet and click on it. 2. Locate the search box and search for the app that you want to download. 3. Click on the download icon to download and install the app. 4. Once the game has installed, find the game icon on your device and click it to begin playing. Enjoy! How to install for BlackBerry. 1. Locate the BlackBerry App Store icon on your phone/tablet and click on it. 2. Locate the search box and enter the name of the app you want to download. 3. Click the download icon to download and install the app. How to install for Nook. 1. Locate the Nook App Store icon on your phone/tablet and click on it. 2. Locate the search box and enter the name of the app you want to download. 3. Click the Install button to download and install the app. 4. Open the app on the main screen of the device. How to install the game on your PC. 1. Go to Google and search Facebook App Games by typing it into the search bar. 2. Click on the second search result labeled Games-Facebook. 3. In the right-hand side search bar, type in the name of the game you want to download. 4. Click the Play Now button to begin playing. Enjoy! Introduction. Last week, Warhammer Quest, $2.99, finally hit the App Store. At least, I think it was last week, based on my glimpses of the outside world when I've been able to tear myself away from my iPhone screen long enough to take a look. If you've been getting a hefty dose of retro role-playing goodness, like the rest of us, you might have noticed that it doesn't hold your hand. In fact, it slaps it away. You have questions. What's the difference between an accessory and a consumable? What does pinning do? Just what does the lucky rabbit's head do anyway? We have the answers. Well, okay, I lied about the last part, because after carrying it around for a few hours, I still have no idea what the lucky rabbit's head does. But the strategies and tips we've put together will help with everything else. Just an FYI, this guide is going to assume you're rolling through the base campaign with the starting four characters. Though, we'll touch on the other classes and campaign a bit later. Getting started. Game, the generator. You might not be able to see the dice, but you'd better believe they're rolling behind the scenes. Warhammer Quest is at its heart a very random game, and everything you can do as a player to mitigate this randomness will help you win. When kitting out your characters, you should always be thinking of how you can game the random number generator in your favor. How can you do this? For one, focus each character's items on their most important stat. You want your tank, who's going to be out there, front and center, to be all about toughness. I chose the Iron Breaker for this, though the Marauder would work just as well. Make your other melee warriors all about strength. For my Gray Wizard, it was all about items that increase his magic pool, like the Gray College Hat and the Chalice of Fate, so that he'd always have mana to fall back on, even in an ambush. Don't rely on fluff skills. Certain skills can help too. Your Marauder on the brink of death. Don't rely on healing mist, which might just heal a measly single wound, but spring for blood pulse instead, which may cost more but will heal a guaranteed 5 or more wounds. Another great way to cut down on randomness is to gather all your warriors outside a new area and make sure you get a decent roll on the Winds of Magic before entering the area. As you play through the game, tailor your strategy toward giving your warriors guaranteed hits and heals, or at least giving them the best odds to do what they do more successfully. Reuse your items. Get the most bang for your buck out of quests and item purchases. You'll notice that quests on the overworld are randomly generated. Many quests will task you with rescuing an NPC or killing a monster. Personally, I preferred the quests which rewarded you with an item at the end. I was always on the lookout for items my characters could use. These quest rewards aren't available from merchants and are some of the best items in the game. Sure, a great shield could drop while you're rescuing the town baker, but if you go into the dungeon with the shield at the end, it's a guaranteed get. On the flip side, when you're in town, you should always be thinking about making purchases that'll allow you to give the item you're replacing to another character as a hand-me-down. If you buy an awesome new axe for your marauder who's using an old longsword, he can pass the longsword off to your gray wizard. Better yet, find your marauder a new longsword, which itself can eventually be passed on to the gray wizard. The same goes for the Waywatcher's bows. Things like magic rings and a bunch of stuff that both the marauder and Ironbreaker can use. Go for rarity. Think out your items. Warhammer Quest has a very unique item system, and while 12 slots might seem like a lot starting out, it won't be long before you're squeezing every bit out of each item tier. Consider an item's rarity carefully. That rare bow won't just be an upgrade for your Waywatcher, it'll also free up an uncommon item slot you can use for equipment or potions. One thing the game doesn't explain well is the difference between consumables and accessories. Consumables are one-offs, like potions and scrolls, and once you use them, they're gone for good. Accessories are basically permanent consumables that can be used once per dungeon. So while an Orb of Might can be used once for 4 to 6 mana, and it's gone for good. Something like the Chalice of Fate I mentioned earlier can be used once per quest for 5 to 6 mana. Accessories are always preferable to consumables. This doesn't mean that consumables should be overlooked, especially late game, when your characters are kitted out in rare items. Make sure to stock up on common potions and bandages before battles. You'll be surprised at the difference they make. When you can, scrolls are preferable to potions, as a warrior can use a scroll on anyone, whereas a potion's buff will only affect himself. The IAP actually adds more complexity. Finally, a word on the game's IAP. As a $5 title at release, there's no doubt this is a premium game. Thankfully, its IAP is wholly unnecessary, and the base game should be more than enough for most folks. If you're really enjoying it, I highly recommend picking up the Skaven expansion, as it adds a whole new region to the overworld, with 6 new towns, quests, and new enemy varieties and dungeon layouts. However, the additional warrior classes aren't such an easy sell. Much of this guide has dealt with how to one-up the game's random number generator and 2 of the 3 new classes add a heap more randomness into a game that's already full of nasty dice rolls. In addition to relying on winds of power like the Grey Wizard, the Archmage has 2 schools of magic but is only granted access to 1 at random each turn. His spells are more expensive too, requiring better dice rolls to use. So, 2 with the Warrior Priest each turn, his link with his patron DT is randomly determined to be strong or weak, meaning that much of the time his buffs will simply fail, and that they might not even affect all of your party or even the warrior whom you'd hope the prayer would boost. In a game so reliant on its RNG, these 2 classes add another layer of unpredictability when the smart player is seeking for ways to mitigate the randomness. The Dwarf Troll Slayer, on the other hand, is a good offensive warrior and much less unpredictable than the other 2. If you're like me and decided to grab the 3 new warriors for a second playthrough, be warned that they don't quite mesh so well as a group as the starting 4 warriors did. They're still fun though. Advanced strategies. If you've tried and failed to beat a dungeon in the game, you'll probably already know that you should use your heavily armored melee characters to protect your softer magic-throwing friends. Muscle at the front, magical brains at the back, and do whatever it takes to prevent enemies from getting too close to your squishier characters. Don't forget to take out the trash. When you reach the ultimate objective room of a dungeon, you're likely to find the main enemy in a small cluster of assistants. Don't be tempted to just whack away at the bigger boss, as those smaller units will whittle the team down faster than you think. Make sure you're thinning down the smaller threat at the same time as the boss. Here's how the pinning system works in the game. If a monster is adjacent to one of your characters at the start of the turn, there's a chance they'll be pinned. If that happens, they won't be able to move from their current position, but they can still take swings at the enemy involved. For a melee party member to make a successful attack, they need to be in a square that's adjacent to an enemy. Ranged fighters cannot be adjacent to a creature if they want to make an attack, so move them back a little if they need to find their necessary range. If you're wondering why one of your melee fighters has taken a second swing at another enemy, they've gained the Death Blow ability. Put simply, this special power grants the wielder a devastating initial attack that kills the enemy at hand, then lets the fighter have a second attack at a nearby enemy. Don't build these into your strategy though, they are just a result of good fortune. Conclusion: once you start to implement the strategies outlined, there will be a much greater chance of success for you. In addition, you will find yourself beating parts of the game that you were once stuck on. This will not only make the game much more interesting and enjoyable, but you will also realize a greater level of accomplishment. Good luck! Free bonus for our readers. Thank you for purchasing our ebook. We hope that in these readings you will have found value and helpful information. As an added bonus to your purchase, please follow the Click Here link below to sign up for our free ebooks and guides program. Here you will receive free guides and resources for today's most popular games, mobile apps, and devices. This is an exclusive and private offer for our customers. There is no purchase required. It's 100% secure. And we will not send spam email of any kind, just relevant strategies for today's most popular titles. To get started, you can sign up for free below. Click here to claim your free bonus. This has been Warhammer Quest Game Guide Unofficial Beat Your Opponents, written by The U, narrated by Trevor Klinger. Copyright 2017 by Gamer Guides, LLC. Production copyright 2017 by Gamer Guides, LLC.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.